Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
The college basketball season is winding down, and very soon most of us with a pulse will be caught up in our annual national hoops party, appropriately called March Madness, or if you prefer, the dance. Once again, 136 teams, 68 men's teams and 68 women's teams, will be the anointed ones who have earned an invitation to the ball. Next Sunday, when we learn who they are, we will all sit down with our bracket sheets and try to figure out who will make it to the Final Four and win the whole thing. What makes March Madness so much fun? Three factors, I think. One, it catches the attention even of people who don't normally get worked up about sports. Trying to outguess our siblings, our cousins, our friends, our co-workers, and avoid going bust on the first weekend of competition has become a national obsession. Every year, upsets abound. It's not at all unusual for Aunt Muriel or Cousin Hank or the new kid in the mailroom, none of whom knows a low post from a fence post, to rise up and win their pool with a bracket assembled by metaphorically throwing darts at a dartboard. Two, the sheer size of the field makes college basketball's tournament unique. With 136 teams, that means 136 fan bases, and they tend to get a little crazy. With so many teams chasing the same prize, it's nearly impossible to predict the outcome of college basketball's big dance. Invariably, a school you've never heard of rises up to smite a powerhouse. Three, the pressure of March Madness is unrelenting. One loss sends a team home. The major professional sports demand sustained excellence to win the big prize and generally don't end a team's season with one bad performance. But if the Huskies or the Jayhawks or the Tar Heels stumble at the dance, the party's over. While Selection Sunday is still 6 days off, it is not too early to do a little homework in preparation for filling out our brackets. Consider the difference between the 16 seed versus 1 seed matchups and the 15 versus 2. While only two 16 seeds have defeated a 1, teams seeded 15th have knocked off 2 seeds 11 times, most recently last year when Princeton beat Arizona. Take it one step further and the gap narrows even more. Teams taking a 14 seed into the tournament have defeated number 3 seeds 22 times. The same pattern holds as the bracket matchups get more competitive. The 13 versus 4 matchups regularly produce an upset. It has happened 32 times, including last year when Furman beat Virginia. The same uncertainty prevails for the 12 versus 5, and especially the 11 versus 6 and the dreaded 10 versus 7 and 9 versus 8 matchups. Nothing you can do but flip a coin on some of those. They're called bracket busters for a reason. As usual, at this time of year, we hear noises about expanding the field in the guise of making a great thing even greater. It's frankly ridiculous. These are college students, after all, and though it's a bit naive to suggest, they do have classes and academic obligations. Keep the dance at 68 teams. Like a screen door on a submarine, expanding the field could sink the whole thing.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.